Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. BJ and Jamie.
Woo. Well, here we go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app, which is a free app for your phone. It's you can take us anywhere you go. We're live on there. And a podcast later on today. I was saying off air, Jamie. Oh, good morning, Jamie.
Well, hey. You're very busy in your head today.
Yes,
yeah,
I am very busy. I am. I'm consumed.
Got a lot going on in your head.
Christmas.
Yeah, well, it is Christmas.
Christmas.
I will tell you one thing before you go there. Man, what a night in your own bed makes.
Yeah.
That is just fantastic.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't pay to sleep around, does it?
It really doesn't. To be a whore is kind of a bad idea.
I didn't say that. I just said
when
different
beds.
When
you're a whore, you don't get a lot of sleep.
I didn't say that. I said different beds.
So just...
You know, that could be hotels.
So just people, don't be a whore.
Traveling.
And get some sleep.
Don't have to be a hoe.
Man, but I was like, oh, I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, that's what it's like to get a great night's sleep. Very nice.
I got to get a new mattress for my room.
I recommend the Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 45. Yeah. Yours is going to be different. That's what's so great about a Sleep Number bed is it's customized just for you. And guess what? Your bed, it doesn't do that.
I think I'm going to be about a number 95.
Although I will tell you, since they're not advertising right now.
Yeah.
One side of my Sleep Number stuck in the up position.
Is it really?
It's.
How do you get it down? Has it got a crank on it?
No, it's got to get a new pump.
Oh. Is the motor out?
it's the air pump.
It's an air pump.
So that's why being a whore, the boys can't come to my house.
Right.
They'd have to sleep upright and I'd sleep flat.
Uh-huh. That's why you've been bouncing to different beds all over town, man. This feels wrong, but tonight is the giving tree.
Yeah. And the timing.
Just feels wrong.
It does feel wrong.
But we'll get into that later on. Can you believe it's already here?
I know.
Yeah, it feels like we just started this promotion like Tuesday.
My girlfriends and I were just talking about this. Like,
crazy.
Christmas has got to slow down.
It's flying.
It is.
It's unbelievable. A week from Thursday next week? Yeah, it's already here.
It's crazy.
I mean, next Thursday is Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
Stop.
I'm aware.
Slow down.
It's crazy.
Man, people are upset with Excel this morning.
Well, here's what I don't understand. One thing that they posted was every county in freaking Colorado.
I saw that.
Yeah, right? And then...
What are they doing?
I don't know.
I don't understand. If you don't know the story, we've got high winds coming. And XL Energy is already telling people, started on Sunday.
Yeah.
Telling customers that, hey, we're going to shut down the power tomorrow at noon. Just deal with it.
Yeah.
It could be hours, could be days. We don't know.
I know.
Get a backup plan. You're going to need it.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
I understand.
And people are freaking out like, whoa, we pay for this. What are you doing?
They're giving us mixed messages, too, because the Facebook post says basically every county in Colorado, but then the news is just saying it's just going to be Boulder County and Jeffco. So
that's me.
I know. Yeah. I know. So I don't know what they're doing.
I mean, don't know either.
Yeah. It's
Well, I saw a post they made this morning. And it literally said what you just said. It said the entire metro area.
Yeah.
It said Douglas County for sure.
That's where I live.
I don't know. I don't get it.
So here's what has happened over the years, and y'all know this, in California and here in Colorado. People have sued, right? They've sued these energy companies because the power lines go down, right? So now instead of watching, keeping people out to watch and when the power lines go down and whatever, because they're not going to... shovel out any more money, millions and millions of dollars. They're just like, shut her down.
Well, the state has gone in and they voted down at the Capitol. And if a fire breaks out and they're responsible, they have to take the brunt of everything financially, okay? So the power companies have said, no, we're not going to take that gamble.
Yeah.
Yo, screw it. We'll just shut her down. That way we're not responsible for any fire.
Exactly.
That's what's happened here. And I don't remember, though, because that kind of went into effect, I thought, maybe a year or two ago. I don't remember this warning being this far out and this serious before. Have you?
I remember for Boulder. When my son and I went to that college thing in Boulder. Remember, they shut down the power, but they had told us that Boulder might get shut down that day. So I do remember that, and he's been in college 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you do remember it.
Yeah,
I don't.
Just in Boulder only.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Boulder County.
Yeah, that's okay. The only place where I remember.
All right. This is, let me read real quick here what I have from them. Okay. This is Xcel Energy Colorado. This is posted on their X account as well as other platforms. It says, the decision, this is cutting off the power. The decision will be made based on the weather. Shutoffs may take several hours to several days. We will begin on December 17th at 12 noon. We recommend everyone make arrangements for longer time frames of power outages.
I've never heard this one. This one,
that is from them.
I've never heard that extreme. I've heard Boulder only because if you remember, the Marshall Fire was in Boulder, so that's why they were doubling down on that one. No.
That's what they're saying. We were, 9 days from Christmas?
No.
And you're going to shut us down for days?
No.
What are you doing?
There's a ham in the fridge.
There's a ham in the fridge.
Not to
Jamie's
mention,
right.
There's so many people that work from home now.
Yeah.
Like, they rely on their internet and everything.
Well, if it knocks out you working, that's okay.
Yeah, but how do you explain it to corporate if your corporate's in Dallas?
Well, this is everywhere. They're going to know. I mean, it's easy. I mean, I captured that one there. So, I mean, you could send that to your boss. But think of all the homes affected if they shut this thing down for days.
Man,
unbelievable.
Some people are saying that they're actually getting phone calls.
They started calling. I looked that up.
Oh, okay.
They started calling people on Sunday. And the reason they started calling was they started calling hospitals, medical places where they have machines that keep people alive.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, you need to get your backup generators working. You better be ready because we're going to cut some power come Wednesday.
Yeah, this is not good. I'm not happy about this. I have a lot to do. I'm super busy.
I do too. I hope they don't cut the power at David Buster's tonight.
Oh,
the game room will be down. No,
not until tomorrow, so don't worry about that, right? This is Nutty Nutty Cuckoo.
Now that we've started the panic, let's take a break.
Right?
We'll be right back. DJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Yeah, BJ and Jamie morning show. A lot of people outraged over Xcel, and Texnado's going a little nuts right now over it. I guess people have been called, told to go to their backups whenever they get a chance.
You're so mad about that.
I am upset.
Well, I mean, like here at the Radio Ranch, we have backup generators, so we'll be fine. They're on the hill, and so they keep the company going because, you know, makes sense. And I have a generator at the cabin. Now, am I going to go all the way out there and try to put it into...
And live for a few days.
Because it has, you know, outlets in it, but what am I going to plug in? Well, a lamp?
Yeah, you're right. Well, what I'm trying to do is pretend. I'm trying to pretend this puts me in a deep hole because I don't have a generator. So I'm trying to relate to all the people out there that have no generator. And if we're down for 2 or 3 days, and again, I'm only acting because the truth is...
You didn't ask.
No.
Oh, here we go.
I'll tell you all about smoke.
You know what? Let's all go to BJ's camera.
Loaded with facts about the great outdoors. And even though we know
You had no idea, did you?
I forgot. There's a party at, what do you guys call it? The lot? No, what do you call it?
Down at the yard.
At the yard.
Down at the yard, man. I'm going to be living at the yard. I'm going by myself, too. I'm not taking anybody with me.
That's nice.
Not taking the wife. Not taking the kid. BJ at the yard. Everybody else out of power, and I got a generator, man.
You know what's funny that you say that? We had a huge tornado in Marion, Illinois, and we moved into our camper because all the power lines were down, and my mom and dad took everything out of the freezer, and we had a smorgasbord for like 4 days in that camper.
It's great.
They cooked everything out of the freezer.
Excel, shut her down. I'm ready for it, man. Yeah. See, that first break we did and all the acting I was doing about the panic and, you know, what's XL doing? Why are they putting us in this situation? It was all an act.
It was.
I had an RV in my back pocket, man.
You are buttoned up. You're ready to go. I'm just telling you, honest to God, just be ready to bring all the stuff from the freezer and just have a smorgasbord.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. And what better timing? I mean, because it's not like it's going to be like 3 degrees outside.
No.
So it's going to be fine. We're going to be in the 50s and 60s, going to have that high wind.
Well, that's actually bad for a lot of people because if you have a lot of stuff in your freezer, you can't put it in the garage.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right, because it's going to thaw and ruin on you, right?
Yeah.
But I got the RV.
It's nice.
Yeah. I might give away a stay in the RV.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like call her 10. Nine. Oh, come down 9. And spend the night with me.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Maybe if you'd like to come down and spend the night in the RV, if your power, now you, to qualify, your power's got to be out. Okay?
Right. Yeah. And then bring all your microwave stuff and you guys can just like all the stuff from the fridge that needs to be microwaved.
Bring your, perfect. Yeah. Or bring your freezer. Yeah. We'll plug it in.
Perfect. My God.
Keep it cold.
This is great.
Yeah. Who would have thought? Who would have thought the RV would have come in so handy now?
Exactly.
Yeah. I hope XL shuts her down for about 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Right? Because you're just going to live in there. Yeah, that seems fun.
I'm just going to live in the RV. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back to tabloid trash. That is coming up next. Hang on. Back after this.
You didn't ask. Tell you all about s'mores. He's loaded with facts about the great outdoors. And even though we know it's just not great,
grab a hold of something. It's gonna be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, this is just, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier with this Rob Reiner son story. I mean, one of the like most successful producers, directors, all the thingsers in Hollywood, and his wife, they were loved. His father was a huge success as well, the grandpa. Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner.
Yeah, he was like a huge deal, I guess. And then all of a sudden, your son is strung out on heroin and opioids.
Meth.
All the things. He's been to rehab 17 times over his lifetime since he was the age of 15. Rob Reiner described him as a spoiled brat at one point. And I guess tried to stop it and then put him on the street, you know, like that hard love or whatever they call it. Tough love, that's it, not hard. Tough love and let him live on the streets, whatever. So then he decided to keep an eye on him. And the son, I guess, wanted to do rehab at home. He wanted somebody, like the whole entire team, to come to the house in Brentwood and do all the things there. But Rob Reiner wanted to send him away to, you know, again, this would be his 18th time, I guess. And they had a huge fight about it. Then, to keep an eye on him, quote unquote, Rob Reiner took his son to a Conan O'Brien Christmas party. Mm-hmm. He and his wife, to keep an eye on him. And they got in the biggest blowout of all time.
I have audio.
Okay.
We're told that there was a Christmas party hosted Saturday night, just a day before the murder, by Conan O'Brien. There were a lot of movie producers, there were a lot of directors there, and we're told by sources closely connected to the case that there was a huge fight between Rob Reiner and his son, Nick. This fight was apparently so big that it was extremely difficult for the people around them to ignore. And it just got to a point, we're told, where Nick and his mom, Michelle, had to leave the event. We don't know what this fight was about. We don't know why the disagreement was so big, but we were just told that it was so explosive that it was really hard to ignore.
There you go.
And then I also heard he was walking around and he was out of his mind and he was asking everybody, are you famous? Are you famous? Hey, are you famous? And then his mom was just humiliated. Then his mom confided at somebody at the party. She said, we don't know what to do with him. I mean, she said it's also mental illness. He has mental illness and drugs. And we've tried everything.
Now, this morning they released a timeline on what happened after the party. According to sources now, is that after the party, after the Reiners ended up back at the house, after he came home, the dad, then at some point overnight, this kid got into it again, went in and stabbed them.
Slit their throats.
He took off at that point, covered in blood, went to a motel in Hollywood, checked himself in at 4 a.m. in the morning. They know that for sure. They said he was covered with blood inside the room that he had gotten that night. The shower, they said, covered with blood. Sheets, trail of blood everywhere in the room. He had taken a bed sheet, put it over the windows to try to block himself in there. It was just chaotic. And they said he was as high as a kite when they arrested him.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I bet he was. Anyway, so yeah, the story just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
So with the daughter that found them, obviously they'd been dead for probably a good 12 hours.
It's
just a horrible scene.
Yeah, it really is. Awful.
17 times in rehab in 17 years.
Yeah, that tells me that the system of mental health and rehab is like, I don't know.
17?
Right?
Doesn't wow.
seem to be working. All right, anyway, Luke and Laura, y'all remember them when you were little kids? Like around, I don't know, second grade, they got married and stuff, and you wanted a members-only jacket?
Yeah.
Anyway, Luke has passed away. I forgot his real name, but anyway, he passed away. That's very sad. Luke and Laura, it was the wedding of the century, right? It was before, like, celebrities had gigantic weddings. That was Anthony Geary, thank you. Anthony Geary, he was at the age of 78, and he has passed away. Luke and Laura.
78 years old.
Yep.
Wow. Man, time flies.
And then I think they got back together later on when I was an adult and got remarried again.
It was a big deal.
It was a big
deal. It was a big deal. I remember that.
Yeah. So it was crazy. All right. The last pennies. 232 sets of pennies have been sold for $16.7 million. So 237 sets were sold. They were a three-coin set. There was a gold penny. There was one from Philadelphia. And there's one even from the Denver Mint. And so these were the sets. The cheapest one went for $72,000. And the most expensive went for $800,000.
So, that's a lot.
It is.
For a penny.
232 sets.
Now, the last penny, is it going to go up in value? I don't know. It seems like a gamble.
Well, I don't know. The gold, I mean, it's a set, so it's a minted set. So,
I get it. Yeah. You get a three-piece there with your set. But
The penny, by the way, has been around for 232 years. That's why there were 232 sets.
Have you noticed where people are rounding it up now? When you go to a store, if you pay cash?
Oh, I haven't. No.
Yeah, they round it up now.
Oh, I haven't noticed. Because I mostly use a credit card, so.
Yeah. Sometimes I use cash, and I can tell they're a little shady.
A little shady?
You got to watch them.
Yeah, I saw some guy on one of the, he was mad.
Yeah.
He was at Home Depot, I think. That guy, he went viral because they rounded it up, and he had to pay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mine was something dollars, like $3.52, and they tried to charge me $3.55. It was supposed to be $3.50, so they tried to cheat me a nickel.
Yeah,
I said something.
He had like 4 cents, and he demanded 4 pennies.
From
Home Depot. Yeah, he said it's my money.
Well, they're supposed to round it either up or down, which benefits the customer.
Well, they didn't, and he was mad. He got in a fight with the lady at Home Depot, and he's like, "It's my money." Yeah. So it was kind of crazy. crazy. And then he did the math, like he seemed like he was some, and the profit that Home Depot is going to pull if they keep doing that.
To all the customers that come in there?
Yep, exactly. He did the whole math about what they're going to pull
in. It all adds up.
I guess so. It's crazy. All right, Mariah Carey is going to perform at the Winter Olympics. Oh, at the opening ceremony. All right, here is the announcement, number two.
Oh, hang on a second. Okay. I got to find it real quick. Oh, there it is.
Ciao. Get ready for Milano Cortina 2026. See you at the Stadio San Siro on the 6th of February for the Olympic opening ceremony. Ci vediamo a Milano.
She know it's going to be cold.
I was just impressed with her Spanish.
Yeah.
Or whatever that was.
Italian.
That's too.
They're in Italy.
Well, she sounded Spanish to me. Yeah. So I'm not that impressed because it did not have an Italian accent on it, did it? Wow. Well, anyway, she's going to be performing at the Winter Olympics apparently in Italy.
Yeah.
Jamie just finds out.
Nobody's talking about the games. I don't get it.
That's why
it's
even know.
Crazy.
Right?
Nobody. I mean, I'm not seeing her. Every now and then I'll see NBC do a little promo. They're coming. The Winter Games. That's it. That's all I see.
That's all.
That's it. I tell you, she'll be kind of compared to, remember when Celine Dion did that? Did the opening ceremony last time? She was tremendous.
But I don't think you can compete with Celine Dion.
I don't either.
I mean, that voice
I don't
is
know
just...
Mariah's
especially
a good
Mariah
choice.
Carey.
Well, because the last time we saw Mariah Carey really perform live was at the Rockefeller tree lighting. And
I think they should have gone with Ariana Grande.
Ariana?
Yeah, somebody like that.
Ariana. She's
pretty good.
She's pretty thin to sing.
Yeah, she might get blown away.
I mean, she is
up there on the mountain.
I don't know what's going on that Wicked cast, man, but they have lost a lot of weight, those two. All right, and then finally for you, what is the most watched Christmas movie in the United States of America?
Oh. I'm going to guess... Wonderful Life?
That's a good guess. Carson?
I'm going to go Elf.
Home Alone.
Home Alone. That was my second guess.
Yep.
Oh, Home Alone.
Yep. 9 out of 10 adults say they've seen Home Alone, making it the most widely viewed Christmas movie in the country.
I get it.
Yep.
Makes sense.
There you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app live. And you'll get a podcast later today. What are you listening to?
Sorry.
Hello?
Oh, wait,
what's going on?
Thank you for listening to our music and for letting us be one of your top listeners.
Who's Dan?
Unwrapped.
From Imagine Dragons.
I do have a black eye, too.
Hold on.
Jiu-Jitsu today, so that's cool. God, I wish I could give you something better right now, but this is all I have to offer is my heart saying thank you to you. Thank you for listening. We're making new music as we speak.
I'm one of his top listeners.
Oh, I thought maybe he was at your house or something. He was calling you this morning to say he just woke up.
No. Well, you know how it's been going. I know. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, Dan.
Dan Reynolds from Imagine.
Lock the door on your way out, Dan.
From Imagine Dragons.
What is that? Where'd you get that?
So I'm doing my, I haven't looked at it. My Spotify Wrapped. And so I was just looking at it because.
Whoa, back up.
Okay.
You're what?
My Spotify Wrapped.
Wrapped?
Yeah, my
Spotify. W-R-A-P?
P-E-D.
E-D?
Yeah, my Spotify. Like. Everything I've listened to over the year.
Recap.
The recap, yep.
Oh,
so
okay.
My listening age is 27.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
You look 28 to me.
Well, thank you very much. It's
but
the,
27,
it's the
we'll
hair
go
extensions.
With that.
It's because
now,
hair
how did they get the listening age? They just define it by the music you listen to?
Yeah, so I'm
I wonder what mine would be.
Well... You're pretty eclectic, so...
Yeah, I'm very eclectic.
Yeah, you can be... But it did say that I listened to 23 different genres of music, which I find interesting.
I didn't know there was
23. I was getting ready to say, I didn't know there was 23
23
either.
Genres of music?
That's what they said.
Man, you're diverse.
I know.
You are.
It's weird.
You.
It is weird. Yeah. So anyway, but my top five songs were obviously Imagine Dragon, which I find funny. What's your age?
I think I was 29. Yeah.
So does everybody get a snapshot of the year?
Yeah.
If you've got Spotify.
If you've got Spotify,
I don't have Spotify. I don't have a reason for it.
I will tell you this. Saturday Night Live, and it's all over the place. It went viral. Did a hilarious thing about if everything we consumed had mapping. So if everything we consumed had a quote-unquote Spotify rap. So what they did is Uber Eats, and so I mean, I hate to redo a sketch, and so I'll just keep it simple. But like the guy had, I don't know, he had 84 crunch wraps in the year.
Right. Like if it could keep track of all your daily habits and then feed it back to you at the end of the year. Like I was telling Jamie off air, said, I wonder how many times throughout the year that I had to get up and go to the bathroom.
Right, well, that would be your P wrap.
Yeah, I would guess my P wrap would be around 360.
Right?
Maybe 5 days that I didn't.
And see, I would be terrified to know from my wrap from Amazon how many different supplements I've bought that I've never, or face serums or whatever that I've never even used.
What about boyfriends?
Okay. Okay.
How many? How many over the year?
Yes, I could. It'd probably be. Well, does it?
Could be higher? The times I get up to pee or boyfriends? I'm at 360. Where we stand here?
See, this is not making me sound very appealing. But a lot of them I did not have sex with. Now, so just put that out there.
Is Spotify the only one that does this?
That I know of. Spotify.
There's got it.
Amazon?
I bet you Apple Music
does.
Would Amazon do this? You ordered over the year?
No. Like my credit card will tell me my consumer spending, like how much I spend at restaurants, how much I spend on entertainment. You know, so my credit card does the end of the year wrap.
I get the credit card, but Amazon should do that.
Well, no, I don't want to know.
They should start spitting out some details on some stuff, what you ordered, how many electronics you ordered, how many household appliance type things.
I think it'd make you not want to know.
How much money? I mean, you know how much money you spent, obviously, but look, separated by items, categories.
All right, so here's a question. How many unopened boxes do you have in your house right now?
I would guess it's not fair right now because of Christmas.
Well, I know. That's why I am bringing it up. Because,
Okay. Because you have unopened boxes all year round. Okay.
Yeah.
And we do too. Yeah. And usually that number is going to be four or five that are there all year that's never been opened. I'm not sure what's in them. They're all addressed to my wife. I don't know. Have no idea. This time of year, I'd say there's at least 20.
Okay, because I counted this morning. How many? Because I got two more this morning on my doorstep, which I don't ask for overnight delivery, so that was weird. And I put them in there, and I was like, I have 12.
Wow.
12 unopened.
12.
But you have to remember, I'm going to Hawaii, and I bought cute things online. Yeah. And I don't even know if they work or fit or anything. I was like, that's cute.
Yeah, but and if you've got a kid, I mean, I've got four or five gifts that aren't open.
I haven't bought anything for my son.
They kind of count.
I haven't bought anything for my kid.
Yeah.
His trip is Hawaii.
Well, but see, your trip, your kid, though, is 19.
Yeah.
Mine's 7.
Right.
Okay, so I could wrap empty boxes and put them under the tray, and he's excited.
Of course.
Yes, no, right? It's just a present for him, man. He's so excited. At 19, not so much.
No, I told you this already. I feel awful that there's nothing under the tree. It's been the first time ever. He got a little excited because I have those pre-wrapped presents with the travel theme.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa. And I was like, no, those aren't for you. Those are all empty.
Oh, it backfired.
I know. Well, he sees them every year. I don't know why he doesn't remember that I always put empty boxes wrapped in travel paper under there, under the travel tree, whatever. Mm. Anyway, so if we all did our year wrapped, I think my favorite would be your P-wrap.
My pee. Yeah, how many times
that'd be interesting.
Yeah, that would be.
I'm gonna say 360, folks. I live it. I get it. All right, let me get back to this high winds warning that's out there this morning, because a lot of people are very upset with this. They're upset with the fact that XL Energy has been since from the weekend. I think on Sunday they started, and their warning is they're gonna cut power tomorrow. I don't know where, and maybe it doesn't happen, but more than likely it's going to. Starting at 12 noon tomorrow, XL Energy says.
I mean, don't tell everybody they are. We don't know. They're monitoring the situation.
Well, I just said that I don't know if they are or aren't.
Yeah.
But they put out the information saying, hey, there's a likelihood that all power for certain areas are going to get cut, and it could be gone for hours or days, in fact. So prepare yourself for a power outage.
Yeah, but don't panic, because, I mean, well, we'll see. We'll see, because they did it last time, remember, and nothing got shut off.
Here we go.
We're seeing possibilities of 70-plus mile-an-hour gusts for about a maybe 4 to 5 hour time period.
It's the reason Xcel is warning customers now that public safety power shutoffs, also called PSPS, may occur. We're told specific neighborhoods can check Xcel's website to see if they're at risk of losing power.
The PSPS is a tool of last resort, and it is something that we do not take lightly. We are trying to get as much information out to our communities and our customers as early as we can.
Xcel saying power could also be lost unexpectedly. West Metro Fire says families must be prepared.
High winds tomorrow afternoon.
I know. I mean, that's what I don't love, but I know that they can't help it. Are we going to, or are we not going to? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think when you find out, your power's gone.
I know.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's not like you get a big warning. You know what I mean? I mean, they probably can't track down everybody. So all of a sudden, the lights are gone. So TV's off. Everything's gone.
What I would recommend is get batteries and everything, right? And also, find your car battery charger, the one that like plugs into the USB.
Good advice. My advice is go buy yourself an RV today.
Oh, yeah. That's even better advice.
Yeah. Us RV living people, we've got it licked on this one.
So I'm going to guess like hundreds of people are going to go out to the yard tomorrow and like have a big shindig.
Oh, it's going to be, we'll do a bonfire out there.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can't light a fire.
Well, don't let me.
Well, we'll play it by ear.
Yeah.
We'll play it by ear, but I'm sure there's going to be a big blowout at the yard, down at the RV yard tomorrow.
And tomorrow you cannot smoke your cigars. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other day, BJ, it was so windy, and I came out into the parking lot, and you were smoking that cigar in the parking lot, and I was like, oh, no.
I'm very responsible with my ashes.
I know you think it's a concrete parking lot, but all that brush can catch on fire.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So just maybe.
I should stop dragging that chain behind the car. Maybe, all the things I do.
Maybe chew tomorrow.
Maybe chew tomorrow. Oh, man. Tonight is the Giving Tree promotion. We are so excited. And I can tell you right now, there's about 70 kids out there that can't wait to get the David Busters.
So excited, right?
They are so, you should see the presents downstairs in our 10th, on the 10th floor.
It's crazy.
It's wild how many presents these people have bought that adopted these children. And tonight it all comes to fruition for them over at Dave & Buster's. It's going to be a blowout. All of our sponsors, thank you.
Postman Law, Steel Bros, Longmont Dairy, Dave & Buster's, Renke Brothers, Colorado Candy Company, all of them, they contributed and we really appreciate it.
You can't even imagine how excited the children are for tonight.
Oh my gosh, right?
They're going to take home truckloads of presents and it's going to be so
cool. And also
cool.
Tricky Vicky. We got to
thank
her.
Vicky.
Oh, my God.
She works her butt off,
does work her butt off, yeah.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Crazy?
We are live on the Odyssey app.
Let me tell you something, why I'm saying that off there. So a long, long, long time ago, there were wildfires in California, right? And so my boyfriend and I, we were kind of trapped up there. They yelled at us in a megaphone to get down, to get out of there. I had an H2 Hummer at the time, and he had an H1 Hummer, and we couldn't get him started because there wasn't enough oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really scary, and the embers were burning our heads. Like, it was crazy. But we hurried up, and we put, like, the sprinklers, like the those kind of on top of the roof, like with the garden hose.
Yeah.
And it saved his parents' house.
That's a good move.
So that's why I'm saying off the air, I was just telling BJ, I might hook up my my garden hoses again and just try to remind me to take them back off when it gets cold. But just because if you try to soak your house, you have a chance.
We mentioned this just a few minutes ago that Xcel Energy, they are very concerned that their energy could cause a fire with the winds tomorrow. So they may be cutting some power here and there. Well, there might be places where it doesn't get cut where a fire might happen. Who knows? But a fire could happen with some knucklehead out there doing something, right? Not necessarily with Xcel, but you're right. I guess we're in a really high fire danger, red flag fire warning.
Dude, I put my my key in my Jeep this morning.
Yeah.
It shocked the living crap out of me.
That's the thing. It can start. A fire can start with a lot of different sources out there. It doesn't have to be just a power line, okay? So beware of that for tomorrow. They're saying 60 to 85 mile per hour winds tomorrow.
Don't your like lips hurt and everything? I feel like I'm just cracking. It's so dry. No. You don't?
No, I don't really get that. Oof. I'm a moist guy.
Do you use moisturizer?
I don't need to. I'm a moist human being.
Because I was thinking
oily. I check my oil levels are pretty high.
Your lips aren't killing you. Mine are killing me.
Oh, I can't put enough lotion on.
I never get chapped lips.
You know?
Never.
Wow, that is bizarro.
I'm telling you, I'm very moist.
Well, or oily.
I'm a moist, oily guy. All right. Everybody's talking about the Denver Broncos. Big, man. Best team in the league by far.
It's crazy.
We're headed to the Super Bowl. Well, yesterday,
the
word started coming out that good luck. If you're planning on going to the game, because your ticket price, not one seat inside Mile High Stadium, will be less than $1,000.
I saw that. For the playoffs.
Not one
right,
seat.
For the playoffs.
For the playoffs.
Yeah. I saw that.
Here we go.
Playoff fever is already hitting wallets.
If it was a Denver Broncos game, I'd probably be willing to spend at least $1,000 for a ticket if it's upper bowl, middle bowl, wherever it's at.
That level of excitement is exactly what's pushing ticket prices high.
No. $1,000 for nosebleed. No upper bowl. No lower bowl. It's $1,000 just to get in.
516, which is upstairs. It's $1,500 a ticket.
Ticket expert Candy Lewis says prices jump with each playoff round. As prices rise, experts warn fans to slow down and shop carefully.
Go to the legitimate sites.
Lewis cautions against sending money through Venmo or PayPal unless tickets can be verified in an official account.
$1,955 a ticket. That's AFC Championship. And see, they just keep going.
Man.
That is crazy.
And the ripoffs, the scams, they're going to be full tilt boogie, man.
It is true.
It's going to be crazy. And we're still 3-4 weeks away.
I know, but it is exciting. I mean, I got the fever. I'm going to be honest. I'm pretty jazzed about this.
I am too.
Yeah.
I am too. It's been a while.
It's been a while
since the playoffs. And being the top team in the league, obviously games are going to be played here. So the tickets are going to be very, very expensive. So yesterday, remember Jake Plummer?
Yes.
Jake the Snake Plummer that used to play for the Broncos? He says that Bo Nix should be the NFL MVP.
I heard him talking about Jordan Love, possible MVP candidate, and I don't hear much about Bo. Bo outplayed Jordan Love, hands down. I don't know when he'll get his respect. He's doing some high-level and winning ball games. He's an MVP candidate, 100%.
He Bo leaves.
Yeah, he does. Bo.
He Bo leaves.
He
does.
Yeah, he believes, Bo leaves.
Bo leaves.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty exciting stuff.
It is exciting.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. The winds are going to pick up. You got wind today. Not as bad as tomorrow's going to be. Tomorrow, 60 to 85 mile per hour winds. Crazy.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, my God. You guys, it looks weird outside. Man, it's like these low-hanging clouds.
It's cleared up a little bit, though.
Just looks. Is today the day that comet comes in, or whatever it was?
A few minutes ago.
The asteroid?
I have no idea.
What's today's date? I think it was like the 19th.
Today's the 16th.
Oh, we're fine. I think there's some asteroid, you guys, that's going to like wipe us out, too. So live your life. Be happy.
Yeah.
I don't know what date it is. I'll find it. And the birds are flying weird. I don't know. It's weird, man.
Yeah, flying upside down.
It's crazy. An updraft. All right.
That's crazy.
Anyway, in case you didn't know, the pennies, the last 232 sets of pennies went on auction. 232 sets. They had 3 coins each, including a minted penny from the Denver Mint, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
They went from anywhere from $72,000 to $800,000. By the way, just a fun fact. I know a lot of you know this. We lost $85 million last year printing pennies.
Wow. $85
million? $85 million. Yeah. That doesn't seem like a good,
Not a good investment.
Yeah,
yeah. No, now they're gone.
$85 million. Kevin Bacon paid tribute to Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. And so many people just tore up with this whole story. It is, I don't know. It's like, you just can't believe it because this guy was so creative. His father, grandpa, was so creative. And then, you know, it seemed like, kind of, you looked at it like the perfect family, except for the son went to rehab 17 times since he was 15. But you never saw it coming that they would have their throats slashed.
No, and it appears the more we learn that the picture's starting to be painted now. And it just, I mean, not obvious, but it just seems like that this was something that was bound to happen at some point. It had to come to a boiling point.
I didn't see this coming, though. You'd think that, like, he'd OD first or, you know, get in a car accident or something crazy like that, but not go home and slit the parents.
This is the Menendez brothers all over again. Only it's one kid.
Yeah, but the Menendez brothers weren't on, like, drugs, like hardcore drugs. This guy was on heroin. He was on opioids. He'd been in rehab 17 times.
Which makes him more of a danger.
Just awful. Yeah. Anyway, so here's what Kevin Bacon had to say.
Oh.
Number one.
No, 1 second.
Whoops.
I was playing one from the
You're
other machine.
Fine.
Sorry about that.
Rob Reiner gave me a job in A Few Good Men, and I was over the moon. But the making of that movie was one of the best experiences that I've ever had on a set. You know, we had lunch together every day. I'd never done that with a director before or since. I'd never gone to have lunch, and Michelle would be there, and the two of them were so great together. It was a magical time. I'm just sending love to everybody that knew him, because I know that everyone's hurting today.
So there are two daughters and one son that aren't in jail, if you will. One is a half-sister to Rob and Michelle's daughter and other son. And that Nick, his bail is set at $5 million, but they're not going to help him out. They're not going to...
No, they took it away.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, they took it all away. Mm-hmm. Good.
They rescinded. The daughter, the Romy, I think her name is, right? Uh-huh. She called the prosecutor and said, "This guy's dangerous, man. You cannot let him out of jail." They rescinded it yesterday.
Oh, good.
They said no bail whatsoever. They should have never given the guy bail. He cut the throats of his parents.
Oh, my God.
How do you get a bail on that? When you've got a family worth $200 million and you set his bail at $4 million, he could get out.
Yeah.
He's a danger.
To the siblings, too.
Yeah.
You know, to all of them. Here's the latest on the whole situation.
We're told that there was a Christmas party hosted Saturday night, just a day before the murder, by Conan O'Brien. There were a lot of movie producers, there were a lot of directors there, and we're told by sources closely connected to the case that there was a huge fight between Rob Reiner and his son, Nick. This fight was apparently so big that it was extremely difficult for the people around them to ignore. And it just got to a point, we're told, where Nick and his mom, Michelle, had to leave the event. We don't know what this fight was about. We don't know why the disagreement was so big. But we were just told that it was so explosive that it was really hard to ignore.
Here's what the picture is painting right now. This kid and his mom went back to the house. This kid probably went to the guest quarters. He probably got in there and got high as a kite. He was completely wasted, right? So the dad, Rob, comes home around 1:30 in the morning, and they get into it again. But this time it ends really, really bad. And then the kid, he takes off, goes to a motel there in Hollywood, and checks himself in at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning. And they said blood was everywhere in the room, that the shower was full of it. He'd put a sheet up over a window, try to hide himself, and they went in there and they got him.
Yeah, it's just an awful situation. Just, I mean, oof, my God, right?
Just terrible.
17 times that kid went to rehab. Excuse me, since he was 15. Wow. All right, let's hear. Let's talk about something that's, well, I mean, it's bad, but it's good. Did you guys see this where the FBI foiled a New Year's Eve bomb plot in L.A.?
Yeah.
Four people were arrested. Apparently, it was going to be, they were going to plant these bombs at Amazon-type logistics centers. I guess they don't like the Amazon.
Guess not.
Yeah. They said there's these four people, old Carol, Aaron, Dante, and Tina.
They're part of that Turtle Club, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, Turtle Time. They're part of this, and it's about environmental stuff. I don't know what it's whatever. You know, they're extremist. And so they had been preparing explosive devices that they were going to set around the Amazon places and blow them up. And what that does, I have no idea. But
you don't sound very intimidating if your name's Turtle.
Oh, you mean that group?
That group. You know what I mean?
Let me find it.
The Turtle Club or whatever they're called.
It's called the Turtle Island Liberation Front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they could be threatening, but it doesn't sound it in the name.
No, they sound fun, but they're not. Yeah. Oh, Carol, Aaron, Dante, and Tina.
They're in the big house now.
Well, good. I'm glad
serving
about that.
Time.
Here's something. Oh, you guys. $1.1 billion.
Yeah.
$1.1 billion. That's what, tomorrow night? Oh, wait, question.
Oh, it's 1.25.
Yeah.
Oh. It went up again. Oh. No, nobody won last night.
See, this just this.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, this is what it was printed off, and so it's gone up since
it's
then.
It's gone up. It's at $1.25 billion. Last night's numbers, they weren't too bad, actually. 23, 35, 59, 63, 68, and then that Powerball being 2.
Well, I'm worried. I think you all should get your tickets today because tomorrow the machines might be shut down.
Yeah, if they cut the power.
All right.
What if they cut the power and you can't even draw the numbers?
Whoa.
Well, they don't draw in here, though. It's Powerball.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know where they draw from.
Anyway. All right, there you go. Tableau Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy, happy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Happy Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, speaking of the lottery, we do have those scratch tickets.
She's talking.
We've heard this 50,000 times. I know what she says there at the end.
I thought I told you, if you see it, drop it.
I didn't see it.
Drop it.
I don't look for it.
Oh, my God.
I don't search. I don't search.
All right. Anyway,
my bad. My scratch tickets. It's the holiday scratch game at the lottery. We have $100 to give away and 50 for you, 50 for a friend. That's the way they promote it, but you can do whatever you want. We have those at 8:30 this morning.
And by the way, great gift. Nobody is upset when they get scratch tickets. Nobody.
I am making myself a promise.
Okay.
I have seen promo after promo after promo. Over our holiday break, which we take starting this Friday and till the first of the year, I'm going to watch the entire Landman series.
Oh, you don't have that much. It's only the first season, and I think there's 5 of number 2.
I love the clips. I think the clips are killer. And for some reason, I've just not done it. I'm not at time, make an excuse, whatever. I'm going to knock it out.
Well, we actually have something going on in our situationship.
What do you mean?
And Niall and myself have a situation in our situationship.
Yeah.
So he's on season 2, but I haven't started season 2.
Oh.
And he watched one. Because I said, oh, well, give me time. I'm gonna catch up with you, right? Nope.
Oh, you can't do that.
He did that. He did it. Yep.
Well, maybe he's just into it. He just can't wait.
That's what he said.
He said,
I'll rewatch it with you. And I was like,
I get in trouble if I watch any. I don't even think about watching anything without Brie because we all of our shows we watch are together.
Right? And it's like a thing.
It is.
It is a thing. Yeah. So bring Lisa in on it because she'll like it too.
I think she's already been watching.
Oh, you don't
Yeah, mean? But I've not watched.
Close relationship.
But I think that she's already been watching because she watches a lot of the Netflix stuff and the Discovery or whatever. And I don't see that much because I'm such a sports guy.
Yep.
So I'm always locked into sports or running errands or whatever. But yesterday, a clip got released. And it had to do with them dissing The View. Them being, what's his name again? The lead guy?
Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah.
And his dad, who's played by Sam Elliott, they're dissing The View. And I guess ABC and The View are not very happy with this clip.
What's The View?
Bunch of pissed off millionaires bitching about how much they hate millionaires and Trump and men and you and me and
everybody else they got to be up their ass about. It's pretty funny. Don't sound funny.
Well, it ain't joke funny. It's like farting church funny, you know what I mean?
That don't sound funny either.
Well, it depends on your proximity to the fart.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Tomorrow's supposed to be really hairy. Hairy as in windy, okay?
Look, I see a little lightning bolt right by Littleton. It has you in there.
Nobody knows for sure,
you
know, Jamie.
I'm just saying it has you in the lightning bolt area.
How many different maps have you found this morning? Probably what? 7, 8?
It says
all over the place.
Those located inside the dotted lines could be impacted by XL's public safety power shutdown on Wednesday, December 17th, due to high winds. This includes more than 500,000 Colorado homes.
I've heard that XL has been warned, I don't know who by, that if a fire starts because of their lines, they will absolutely pay out the, you know what? They will pay. So XL said, hey, you know what? If it gets windy, we're just going to cut the power. That way, we won't be liable.
You're in the dotted line.
That's where we're at right now. That's what's going on. I'm in the dotted line.
You're in the dotted line.
Then I won't go home. I'll stay at the Marriott tomorrow. I'll hang out around here.
Okay.
I'll go to your place.
Yeah. All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Carson, I'm coming over.
All right, come on.
You're in Parker. I'll come over to Parker, man. I'm not going to go without electricity. If I go 3 days without my air fryer,
that would be
ugly, man.
Devastating.
Yeah. Wow.
You think all this is going to happen, or you think it's just them?
You know what? I don't know.
Maybe they're trying to, you know, scare the officials that they've been arguing with back and forth down at the Capitol.
Political?
Maybe. I don't
power
know.
Power is political?
Maybe a power struggle. Get it?
See, I think it's all for face. I think they're just putting this out there just in case something happens that they warned everyone. They said that they were going to do it. They may never do it.
Yeah.
So as long as something, if a fire happens and they're like, well, we did what we could do.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Well, they don't want to be responsible, that's for sure.
I mean, I get that, but I think it's a lot of hype.
So you're thinking, I'm lost a little bit here. So you're saying they're hyping the fact they're going to cut the power, but they're not going to cut the power at all?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, but what if a fire starts?
Then they can say that we tried our best.
No, they can't if they leave the power on, Carson.
But here's the thing, though. You can't cut everyone's power at the same time, right?
Yeah, you can.
I mean, don't plug it. I mean, you could.
Yeah, you can.
But they're saying they're only going to do it in high wind areas.
Here's what I think is going to happen tomorrow. I think it's going to get very, very windy, and some people around the area are going to lose power for hours. That's what I think is going to happen. I think XL is going to cover their ass, but unlike yours, Carson, I think they're going to cut the power tomorrow and say, boom, there you go.
It's just weird how it works, because when I lived in Marina Del Rey, we would have these rolling blackouts in the summer, and they called them rolling blackouts. We don't know why, because I guess the power grid was overstressed or whatever. And some of these rich folks, they would get automatic generators that would just kick on.
Yeah.
As soon as the power, you've seen the ads for them, and their whole house would be lit up, and there I am sitting in the dark.
Those of us that live in an RV, we get it. We're above you guys.
I love that you finally get to brag about an RV that you've never got to use.
What a smart purchase that was. I mean, I've never used it, but what a smart. I suggest everybody to buy an RV in October.
By the way, I'll tell you this off the air.
What?
You need to take that video down. I'll explain later.
On my page?
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say, but they're visible every single day. Okay?
It's just.
My wife said the same thing.
Well, yeah. Well,
it's a license plate.
It is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you don't ever.
It doesn't matter.
You
drive every day with a license plate.
But nobody knows who you are in the car.
Well, it doesn't matter. All they do is look up your stuff.
But
who cares?
Okay.
I don't care.
All right. Well, obviously.
That's what I said there. I said, I don't care.
All right.
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
The license plate. Everybody's got one.
That's why I'm registered to this station.
Well, I'm not, but I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
But nobody knows who you are when you're driving your car. You just told them exactly where you live.
No. But you can go into a parking lot, somebody's business or whatever. If you know that person, you want to find out, blah, blah, blah. It'd be easy to do. It'd be easy to do. I don't find it that big a deal. Some people do. I don't. It's just a different opinion. That's all. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Powerball for tomorrow night. Okay. It is at $1.25 billion. Have you seen this? Since the Powerball's been won last, there's a set of numbers that have been drawn unbelievably amount of time that they're saying are the hottest numbers out there right
now. You know
what
I've been noticing lately? The stupid one. Is it on the list?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Huge.
Yeah. Because
it's been popping up more and more. Yeah,
all the time.
Huge.
I would never pick a one.
One is one of the most drawn balls.
That's crazy.
On the list. These are Powerballs. Now, since the last drawing, there's been like 41 drawings that nobody's won, right, to get to this $1.2 billion. Here's some of the numbers. And again, some people text in and say, why would you give those out? Because let people find them for themselves. That means more people are going to win the I don't know if we're going to win or not.
Well, and how many are there on that list?
There's nine numbers.
Yeah, so
that are really, really, they say number 11 is the worst number on the board.
Oh, it's picked the least?
In the last 41 drawings, 11's never come up.
Okay.
Well, all right?
Yep.
So don't go with 11.
I don't, you know what? I don't even know if I believe in these things because they're just so, you know what I mean?
It gets into my head too much.
Yeah, me too. Like four, right? That's one.
The most drawn number in the last 41 drawings, the number 28.
28.
It has popped up 10 times. Number 32, 3, 66, and 29. Jamie, in Powerball red balls, the number one number is 1.
I'm just over this.
1.
It's just too, PJ, it's just too hard. I can't take the anxiety anymore. And then I buy them, and then I don't get any. And I was like, how can you not even get any?
Well, I'm just doing my job to be, you know, community service here. Pass it on to the people that play.
Yeah.
Yeah, people that play. But yeah, man, yeah. I'd love to win this thing.
So would I. Especially
I'd love
to
win.
Anytime, doesn't matter.
You know what's
going to
happen? Now that we've said all this, 11's going to be drawn.
I know.
See, that's
exactly
yeah.
what's going to happen.
Now
yeah.
11's going to be drawn. This is going to throw everybody off.
That is
right?
a true story. My God.
$1.25 billion. This thing's growing to be one of the biggest ever, man. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, but BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We are live everywhere and a podcast there after the program today. There are kiddos out there. They're so excited for tonight. It's the BJ and Jamie Game Giving Tree. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
We have a ton of presents.
It's a big night for a lot of people. And I just want to take a moment to thank all our sponsors, if you don't mind, real quick here. They're going to give the families like little special gifts. Postman Law is giving them $125 gift cards. Steel Bros, $100 gift cards. Longmont Dairy, $100 gift cards. Dave and Buster's, obviously they're hosting. They're going to give them dinner. Game cards for all the families to play. Ranking Brothers. Also, Colorado Candy Company as well. They hooked up all the families. So thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Them. And all of you that adopted these families, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
These kiddos are going to go out of there with so many presents. These people that adopted went above and beyond. Maybe bigger than any year we've ever done.
I agree.
I mean, downstairs where we keep all this stuff before it's transferred over to the event itself, it is packed. I mean, it is wall to wall.
Yeah, and thanks particularly to my friend Michelle. She adopted a big family, and then Bud's Bar, the whole entire bar adopted a family.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's like.
And they went way overboard.
They went way overboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These kids get like a hamburger for life, cheeseburger for life from Bud's.
That's not part of the deal.
Oh, it's not?
No, no. No, they did not.
They should put that in there.
I'll
a card, cheeseburger for life from Bud's Bar.
God.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Baby, we started pretty small, but take a look at us now.
Oh, yeah. Now, now, crocodile.
Being 10 feet tall.
This isn't really about now, now, but I just love the song, Jamie.
Don't we have no way?
What a movie. What a movie.
We were scared and said it was all she wrote.
All right, so if you've been listening to the show, you know that there's been somewhat of a dilemma with Jamie and her love life here on the program. See, she, a few months ago, her ex from North Carolina, I think it is, right?
Yep.
He was going to come to town, stepkids, all that stuff from a previous marriage. and then he was going to come to town. They're going to go see what's his name again? The guy,
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter play football because the Jaguars are in town to take on the Broncos this weekend, right?
Correct.
So it was all set up. Just a wonderful day at the park, or at the ballpark, that is. And then, crocodile came into the picture, slithered right in there. Okay, so like a crocodile.
Or a snake.
So, now that he's in the equation, Jamie's kind of waffling. Like, maybe I don't want to go to the game now.
No, it's maybe. Not. It's not because of that. Nope, that's not why I'm waffling.
Oh, it is too.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's because I'm having a Christmas party on Monday. On freaking Monday, a big Christmas party with all my girlfriends at my house.
Carson,
at my
you
house.
This.
And if any girl knows, the night before you have a Christmas party, right? Y'all know how you panic and you're like, I gotta do this. And I can't stay out all night on Sunday night for a party I have on Monday because I got this to do. True story.
Got nothing to do with Nile.
No, it doesn't. It has to do with...
I'll play along.
That's the only reason why I'm waffling.
I'll play along. That's my it's waffle. The party. It's got nothing to do with the man.
It is stressful to decide to have a Christmas party at your house.
Listen.
I don't know what I was thinking.
All right. Here's the nuts and bolts of this thing, right? We haven't heard. Well, Jamie hasn't heard from the ex. He's just stopped everything.
Yeah.
December 6th was the last text. He's supposed to fly to town. If you remember, he even wanted to come in and stay extra days because he wanted to hang out with the Jamester and have a good time, you know? And now he's ghosting her.
Yeah.
And she's ghosting him. Wow. It's like the plan never was there.
It was weird.
And it's just evaporated.
It is a weird situation. Okay.
Who's got the tickets?
He does.
Yeah, he should be checking in with you every single day. Hey, you ready? You getting excited? Let's go. Like, yeah, this is going to be amazing.
Nah, you know what's happened? He's been tipped off, man.
He's definitely heard something.
No. Of course, this is between you and I. We're dudes, okay?
Yeah.
He's been called. Somebody's reached out to him and said, Ben, have you heard them talking about this on the air?
I think it's even worse than that.
Jamie has a new man. She is now doesn't really want to go, blah, blah, blah. And he doesn't want to put you in that position. Probably a nice dude, you know?
He
doesn't want to put you in that position, so it's better just to not say anything at all.
Can I just tell you something?
Oh, let me guess. It's the party again.
No.
That's your excuse, party.
Are you going to let me talk about my situation? My God. Ball hog.
All right.
First of all, Travis Hunter is not playing, so that's a bummer. I wanted to see him play.
That is a serious bummer.
Right?
Yeah.
That is a serious. That was what it was all about. We
it was going to be like his homecoming.
Yeah. Well, you almost talked. I saw your mouth start to. Here's number two. I went Facebook official with Nile on my private page. And my former stepkids are Facebook friends with me.
Oh, like I said, he's been tipped off.
Yeah, well, on my private Facebook page because I forgot when I posted it because we went out to tailgate last weekend or whatever. We had a blast, Niall and myself. I mean, we literally had a blast. So I posted all the pictures, how cute they were and how fun and blah, blah, blah. You guys saw river pictures when we were dancing at the river, but this, like last weekend, was a blast. So I posted those on my private page, not on BJ and Jamie, just because, you know, whatever. And so I forgot. I was like, oh, crap, my stepkids are on that page. So I'm wondering.
Well, it seemed to work for you.
What does that mean?
Well, it seemed to work that they picked up on it. They called him. Now, he's off your back. You don't have to worry about him flying in here.
He wasn't on my back. He is a good friend of mine. I really have mad respect for that man, right? And he's helped me out so much. Like, literally, I can send him any x-ray, and he'll give me a second
opinion. There's an extra ticket there. If any hot chick wants to go with him to the game, maybe I can reach out to him and hook you guys up.
No, I was just stressed out because the game's the night before my Christmas party. I was stressed out.
That's not the reason, Jamie. Don't lie to me.
You can lie to everybody else,
but you're not going to lie to me. I am your best friend. I am the king of common sense. I know you better than anyone. And I'm telling you right now, all this is because of Nile Crocodile. You know it. I know it. Just stop.
It's pretty egotistical to think you know me more than anybody. You don't even know where I live.
I know you more than anybody in this room right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
You know, I got a little bit of a dilemma too.
So here's the last time I talked to him. He sent me flowers for my birthday, remember?
he being defined the ex or Niall?
Well, they both did. But
they both did. Okay, that's what I'm asking.
The ex was first.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah. The ex was first.
All right, the ex sent flowers.
Ex-husband. Ex-husband.
Gotcha.
He sent flowers, and so I reached out to him. I thanked him for the flowers. Really awesome, blah, blah, blah. And then on my actual birthday, and I said, you didn't have to do that, all that crap. And then on my actual birthday, he said, I just want to officially wish you a happy birthday. That was December 6th. And he said, look where I am. And he was at the MSU game. And I was like, that looks awesome. And then that is the last time I heard from him.
He got wind. I don't know if it was the Facebook post or what.
Well, that
somehow
Facebook
he got
post was just on Monday.
I mean, we are broadcast all over America, all over the world, in fact. I mean, who knows? Somebody could have called him up. Somebody knows him. Somebody relative lives here. Who knows? But he got wind. Therefore, he's just backed off, let you do your
thing. Or maybe he got a girlfriend. Then, I don't know.
No.
Maybe
no,
he got
was counting.
No.
He wanted to reconnect.
No.
You know, I don't know. Maybe he lost his phone.
No,
he doesn't know my
number. No. Dropped it in the ocean, probably. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It is weird, like, because he was really excited about going to the game. So, and I'm not reaching out because he has the tickets, and it's kind of like, you know, I have that party anyway, so.
We'll see what happens. This would be a great game for me to go to. I've always said
that I want to
take Frog. Well, he's not going to want to go with a seven-year-old, or I'd hook up. But he's not going to want to, unless he's got an extra ticket. But this would be a great game to go to because we're off on Friday into the weekend and then next Monday.
Yeah.
I don't go to Bronco games because it's such a long day.
School night.
And it's a school night for me because we have to get up so early on Monday morning. This would be a great game to go to if the prices weren't so damn high. Why did you have to win 11 in a row?
I know, right?
You've outpriced me now because you're so damn good.
And then I did ask Niall like what he thought about this whole thing, and he's like, I'm absolutely not going to be mad if you go. So I have what was that sound? Why did it happen again?
BJ and Jamie.
Well, how would you like to win some lottery tickets? Not just any lottery tickets. It's the holiday scratch games.
And here's the deal. I don't know one human being that is disappointed with scratch-off tickets.
No.
Right? Yeah, so you can win $50 for you and $50 for someone special. Obviously, it's courtesy of our friends at the Colorado Lottery. All you have to do is be caller 19 right now at 303-22-ALICE.
You do have to send us verification that you gave the other $50 to somebody, That is recommended.
No, you don't. We don't care.
Right? I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You don't have to do anything like that. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I've never heard this in my life.
What?
Women pretend to be cold when they're not. That is the dumbest thing I've ever...
Why?
I don't know.
Pretend to be cold when they're not.
Yeah. It says that way they look vulnerable to other people. They might put their arms around them. Or they want to see if a man will offer them a coat. Come on.
You guys are tricky.
No, that is stupid.
No, I think it's real. If it's a survey, Jamie, maybe it is real.
I've never pretended. If I'm cold, I'm cold.
I'll never give my coat to another woman.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, no, I'm just saying I'll think they're faking.
Oh, they're faking.
See, yeah.
Who would fake cold?
You guys fake a lot of things.
Well, there's no reason for that either, by the way.
I'm just saying.
There's no reason for that. I mean, just, you know, get there, ladies. Yeah. No matter how long it takes, get there. All right. That's a weird one. Okay. I got lots to tell you. First of all, Ed Sheeran is opening up about his bond with Taylor Swift and says it's like she's like family to him.
No kidding.
Yep. He said
like
that
she's
like a sister. Yep. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. In a new interview, he said Swift feels like a sibling to him. And more than a decade of growing up together in the music industry, he said she's like a sister.
I buy it. They're both very pasty.
They are pasty. They look like siblings.
They look like brother and sister.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely
kind of reddish hair.
The new Webster Dictionary word of the year is slop. I've never even heard this one.
Slop?
Slop. It's the 2025 word of the year for Webster Dictionary. I've never heard this. It's considered digital content of such low quality that it's produced usually in quantity by AI. So it's all those absurd videos we see, although, you know, that you can tell they're fake. So that's called slop. You know, the ones we get duped on.
Hmm.
Yeah. All the time. Like the cat that chased away a bear.
No.
And you can tell that it's bad quality. That's called slop because we were in it. When it first started, when AI and people generating their own stuff like that, remember, it was just everywhere. And we were like, okay, enough.
Yeah, I don't think you could come up with a better word to be word of the year, though.
Well.
Slop?
You know what?
That's just kind of weird.
Yeah, I guess because.
I mean, there's a lot of uplifting words out there, probably.
It just says. But slop. It's something you don't want to touch. It's wet, it's damp, and it oozes everywhere.
Very negative.
Well, it is kind of. Wasn't it? Remember that week of AI just came out? Yeah. And we're like, okay, enough. My God. Oh, we just got a text. Carson, you're the kindest person on the show.
Oh.
What the hell is that?
For what?
I don't know. Thanks for being nice.
What'd you do?
What did you do?
I don't know. Maybe I answer all the phones. So even if they're losers, I still answer and tell them that we got more tickets coming up. Keep listening.
You just called them losers. How's that nice?
Well, yeah. Well, but they lost. They did lose. But technically, we only had
losers.
One winner.
I wouldn't say loser. I'd say we've already got a winner. Yeah, thanks for trying.
Yeah.
Well, that's why
they're participants.
Hey, loser. We already have a winner.
I don't call them losers. Like
that's what it says.
You just said.
I say we already have our winner, but thanks for trying.
Let's see here. It says Lainey Wilson. If you ever wondered why Lainey Wilson, the country music star, started wearing bell bottoms, she said it was because of Eli Manning. During her appearance on Monday Night Football's Manning cast, Wilson joined Peyton and Eli for some game banter, right? But it quickly turned into a fashion moment. Lainey joked with Eli about his straight-legged pants. And she said, looking at your straight-legged pants, I decided, you know what? Bell bottoms are the best way to go.
I think she was kidding.
But anyway, I do like her look.
I will tell you, I don't like that cast they do. I don't know what it is. It just takes away from the game.
Oh.
That whole Eli and Peyton Manning thing.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh.
I'm a football fan, but I just don't like that one. And I love Peyton Manning. I mean, he's at University of Tennessee. So am I. And then his brother.
You
I like his brother.
You didn't go there.
No, I'm a big fan, though.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan. I'm from Tennessee.
Yeah.
But I love Peyton Manning, one of the best, the GOAT for me. But I don't like that cast they do. They just sit there and do dumb banter back and forth.
Right.
Kind of like our show.
Well, like bell bottoms. They were talking about bell bottoms. I mean, is that your example, right?
Good enough.
Yeah, right?
Good enough. I mean, I didn't see it, but yeah, that's a good point.
Just got another text on the text NATO line, 303-222-5423. I love you too, Carson. Jamie, not so much. You know what? It's freaking Christmas, people. It is freaking Christmas. I don't need to hear that crap from you. Hmm. It's Christmas! Santa's coming! Right?
Well, maybe. Naughty or nice.
Santa's coming!
I think you've been naughty. Mm. I don't know if you're going to get anything.
Listen.
Lump of coal.
Okay, listen.
For you.
I've not been that naughty.
You've been pretty naughty.
I've been just a couple times.
I'd call it more like not naughty, but loose.
Wow. Oh. Wow. No, definitely not.
I think in the song he says, if you're loose or nice, we don't show up.
No, there's no loose. Loose? Who even says loose?
Is it Santa Claus comes to town? Loose. There's no loose in there?
Oh, my God.
So weird.
You've been
it
naughty, is, nice,
right,
or loose?
What does loose mean, even? That sounds like I have
we all know what loose means.
Loose sounds like I have a gigantic vagina.
Loose. Big loose.
No. You got it all wrong, my friend. All wrong. Loose. All right. Anyway, we were talking earlier about the Christmas films that remain a big part of how America celebrates the season. They came out with like number one, number two, number three, and number four, and number five of the most watched Christmas shows. And my two did not show up. I'm so sad about this. My two favorites are Christmas Vacation, wasn't on the list, and Christmas Story. You'll put your eye
How
out.
How are those not on? Those
exactly,
are classics.
Exactly. Right? I'm so disappointed in this list.
What's on the other, what's part of the list?
Sure. All right. So number one is Home Alone. Number two is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Number three is Charlie.
I wouldn't consider that a movie. Would you?
Yeah.
Rudolph.
What would you call it?
It was just a kind of a TV show. special. You know what I mean? All right, anyway.
Oh, God. Can I go on?
Sure.
Well, now you're not going to like the next one either.
Probably won't.
It's a Charlie Brown Christmas. Not even a movie.
That's not a movie.
They're calling them holiday movies. Frosty the Snowman.
Not a movie.
And then finally, The Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
The Grinch is good. But Christmas Vacation and Christmas Story didn't even make it? Come on.
Yeah, I'm surprised A Wonderful Life didn't make it.
Yeah, but that Christmas Vacation, I mean.
Oh, all time.
Blankers yeah. full.
Miracle on 34th Street. Remember that one?
Yeah. But Christmas
Vacation. All
right. Did you know that on Christmas Vacation, that squirrel wasn't even trained? It's not even a Hollywood squirrel. You know, the squirrel that runs all over the place and it's all chaotic and all that. On a Christmas Vacation, I know I said this before, but I'm just telling you one more time. Not even a trained squirrel.
Can't train one. Well, what they say.
I think you could.
I don't think you can.
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
From?
Rumor. Floating around.
Rumor.
A rumor floating around. Rumor? Yeah.
Sources
say you can't train a squirrel.
Cannot train a squirrel.
I don't know. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tumblr Trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here's Bill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
BJ and Jamie.
It was a rumor that I'd heard at one time. I didn't know if it was accurate or not stuff. Because I don't know hair extensions.
Yeah.
Jamie went in and got hair extensions, and man, does she look hot.
They're good, right?
Ooh,
they look good.
And she's kind of, I guess you're curious.
Well,
to whose hair it is?
First of all, I will tell you, I'm really uncomfortable with them because they're long. And so it's just weird. It's just weird to have them on your head. And so I just looked at BJ. I was like, I wonder whose hair this is. Like, what's their story?
Right.
I wish when they sold them to you, they gave you a story like, this is...
Yeah, you should get like a book.
Yeah, like where this hair came from. And then BJ said it was from a horse's ass.
Yeah.
But it's not.
I'd always heard that hair extensions are made from a horse's ass.
The cheap all ones right? are.
And so,
the cheap ones are.
So it is true.
You can
it
buy really cheap ones that are horse's
so
ass.
So I said, hair. Jamie, I used to have a pony. And I know a horse's ass when I see one.
Right.
Okay. And so if you'll come over here, I'll run my hands through your hair
right.
to see if it's a horse's ass.
And he did.
Okay.
He
Which made, I did.
Yes.
And it's not.
It's not a horse's
ass. It's not. No, it feels a lot better than a horse's ass.
It's human hair.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that I can tell the difference. Again, I had ponies growing up.
Yeah. But it's not. I wonder like. I wonder what the journey of this hair is.
I would say the person's deceased.
No, I don't have cadaver hair.
I bet you do.
I bet I don't.
I'll bet you do.
This is not cadaver
What's
hair.
What's it matter?
I don't think they...
I guess we'll never know.
I don't think they do that, do they?
Can't you call the shop and say, where do you get your hair from? And then kind of, do a little exploring on your own?
I don't know.
A little background check on that hair?
But it is interesting. I will tell you this. Like, I have had short hair before, and now I have really long hair. Boy, your attitude, like when you get short hair, you kind of become bitchy. Like I was kind of bitchy when I had short hair because I was like, I'm a bitch. But now that I have long hair, now I'm kind of like, hey. now I feel like a sex kitten.
No.
Yeah, I do.
I feel like that bitchy bird's still there.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
No, I'm kind of looking forward to tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we're going to have high winds, maybe some power outages.
Well, you're kind of a bragger. You're kind of a bragger. I'm kind of not really, like, this isn't cool. You know, a lot of people are going to be put out tomorrow, and you're kind of a bragger. And I don't appreciate that because a lot of us don't have your means. Your means. We don't have two family incomes that are, like, out of this world. Like, a lot of us can't have, a home on wheels.
Oh, you mean the RV?
You didn't ask.
No, you didn't ask.
But he'll tell you all about s'mores.
Oh, you betcha.
He's loaded with facts about the great outdoors. And even though we know it's just not great, it's time for the BJRV
bragging update.
Look. I mean, what are the odds? I bought the RV in October, and here we got a windstorm that's coming in here in December. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But I am prepared now because I can go to the yard, the RV yard, and I can live there for the next 5 days.
Yeah. You guys, braggadocious, because it's kind of been like, you know, an embarrassment that you bought an RV in like October and couldn't use it at all and just paying for storage.
Well, it feel like and
Starlink.
I mean,
the amount of money, insurance, the yard storage,
I mean, I
Starlink, all the money.
Buying in October, but it does seem like an embarrassment.
It's been a money pit. It's just been a money pit since October. So now it has some legs, right?
Now it's all paying off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea that in an emergency situation, I am one of the most prepared, prepped people that there is in Jefferson County
right
now.
Yes, you are prepared, prepped people.
I'm a prepped people. And I'm going to go down to the RV yard. And I'm sure there will be a big gathering down there because all of us RV people know exactly where to go in an emergency. And so I'm sure we'll have a party down there.
Yeah.
It'll be just crazy. I mean, we're going to have dancing, booze, everything going on.
You know, it just seems like, I mean, listen, I get that it's really dry. Did you say dancing and booze? Sometimes it takes, I'm on a delay. Okay, yeah. The
you can have dancing and booze at the RV
at
yard.
A parking lot? RV parking lot?
Yeah, well.
Anyway, sorry. Oh my God. Anyway, so here's the thing. I just I understand it's so dry. There's no humidity at all. I'm getting shocked everywhere I go. And I understand that, and then the winds are gonna pick up. So, you know, it's the right kind of mix, right?
You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of people that are upset though. And being serious about this, okay? They don't understand people that are upset, they don't understand why we're at a point where a energy company is telling you 3 days in advance that we're going to cut your power. And it could be off for hours. It could be off for days. This, to them, it's like, okay, there's something going on between government and this company for them to be doing this. There's some little tiff going on here. We don't know what it is.
Is there really?
I don't know. I have no idea. But that's what people are claiming.
Oh, are Polis and Core or whoever, XL, are they in
XL?
Are they in a fight?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I think they've been told, the XL people, from what I'm reading, okay? I don't know.
Well, no, this makes more sense. This will help me understand it. It makes more sense. So I think what you're saying is like they were warned or something that they'll have to pay a lot of money if everything catches on fires. So they're like, okay, we'll watch this. Is it kind of like that?
This happened out in California.
Okay.
California burned. It turned out it was an electric company. The electric company and the governor out there got in a big old fight. And now the company's having to pay $1 billion or more, okay, because of those fires. Well, they kind of got warned here from what I'm understanding. They got warned from the government people, governor, whomever, and XL was told, hey, you start a fire, you're going to have to pay a lot of money. The state's going to charge, blah, blah. They're like, okay, well, if that's the case, then we'll just cut the power. Boom. No fire from us because we'll cut the power. And if we want to cut it, we'll cut it, and we'll cut it back on when we need to.
But doesn't it?
And that's what it's feeling like.
To take the politics out of it, doesn't it kind of make sense? I mean, the Walden, the whatever fire the out there in Boulder, it was a power line that started it. So if I own the company, if I freaking own the company, I'm shutting off the power too. You know, because I don't want to have to be sued by all these people, and I don't want them to lose their houses.
Yeah.
You know, I would shut that some bitch off too.
I mean, let me ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
The wind. All right. Yeah. Let's say.
Okay.
Let's say that you're in Oklahoma. Okay. Tornado Alley, okay?
Yep.
And you own a power company there. And a tornado comes through and wipes out everything in your, you know, in its path. And one of those lines cause a fire. They're not charged for it. It's a natural disaster.
Right, yeah.
Because it was, what's the difference?
Oh, that's a good one.
Whoa. What's the difference?
That's deep.
Hmm? Huh?
Well, what's they didn't, maybe they didn't have a chance to turn off the power before the tornado came.
No. They have tornado warnings.
I'm just saying.
I mean, they could have easily cut it down.
Maybe they didn't have time.
But they don't get charged because it was a flood, same thing. They don't get charged.
Yeah, but maybe it was flash.
I'm just saying. I just know one thing.
It was flash.
If they cut the power for Jefferson County, all of Jefferson County, let's say they include Douglas County, okay? Let's say they cut the power and it's off for 2 or 3 days. Man, people are going to be mad.
Well.
I mean, we're going to be angry. I mean, you're doing this 5, 6, 7 days in front of Christmas? Get out of here.
Well, what are your choices? A power line goes down, they burn down your house, or you just don't have power for a few days? Which would you rather? Yeah, go ahead. I'll wait for the answer.
Well, I don't want power for a few days. I mean, I need my power.
But here's what I'm going to say.
I think I'd roll the dice, take my chance.
The weirdness of the warnings is what's like kind of cracking me up a little bit. Like, I understand because I told you we were in Boulder. They shut it down when we were at that event because of the high winds. And by the way, we went outside and I don't blame them. I mean, the winds were insanity in Boulder. And so they did shut down all the bars. And then the guy just told everybody, like, here, you can, you know, have some drinks in the dark. I don't care, but just have cash. And so we did. But then here's the thing. It's like these warnings about get your prescription, get your, like, all your, what?
Yeah, I don't know why the scare tactic is the way it is right now.
Yeah, it's kind of.
It just seems over the top.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to prove something to whomever. I don't know what it's all about.
But
I don't know.
Get your what else did they say? Get bottled water.
Food, medicines. Check out all your backup batteries. Make sure they're charged. If you got medical equipment that requires electricity, you got to make sure that you got your backups for that. You might even have to go get a generator at Home Depot today.
They're putting
all these warnings out there for you. But I will tell you this. Don't have to worry about it down at the RV yard because we're going to have dancing, girls, all kinds of booze. It's going to be a party down there. So good luck to you people that are on your own, okay?
Lord, okay.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know either. Well, probably nothing.
Probably nothing. Oh, I'm looking so forward to tonight.
Me too.
It's going to be a party. We're going to be down there at Dave & Buster's. All the kiddos and those presents, those smiles. They're going to be so happy.
Also, thanks to our sponsors, too, Steel Bros. We appreciate you. All of them.
I got it right here, Jamie.
Colorado Candy Company.
Let me bail you out. Postman Law.
Yeah.
$125 in gift cards.
Longmont Dairy.
Lordy. Steel Bros, yep. $100 gift cards.
Nice.
Okay. Longmont Dairy, $100 in gift cards. Dave & Buster's, they do the dinner thing.
Everything.
Where
Thank
we hosted.
And all the
Ranky
people.
Brothers, yep. They provide the Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. Now with that long extensions.
Okay. Wait, hey.
That's crazy. Right there in front of the kids.
What is
What providing was that? Outfit. Colorado Candy Company.
Yes.
They provide the sweets.
That was awesome.
For the party. A lot going on.
It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to see y'all down there.
All right, you guys have a great day. Tomorrow we'll be back here if the wind doesn't blow us away. We'll be back here. And have a great day. Be safe, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.